chapter 6, verse 4a. Fathers, do not exasperate the children. And Colossians chapter 3, verse 21. Let's read together. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. You may ask this question, in what ways fathers would embitter their children? In what ways father would exasperate their children? I believe the first way is by favoritism. Let's read Genesis 25, verse 27 and 28. The boys grew up, and Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the open country, while Jacob was content to stay at home among the tents. Isaac, who had a taste for wild game, loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob. We see in Isaac's family, there was a favoritism. Isaac favored his elder son Esau. Rebekah favored her younger son Jacob. As a result, Esau envied Jacob. And he wanted to kill his brother Jacob. Jacob grew up in a family of favoritism, but he also showed favoritism to his own son. Let's read Genesis 37, verses 3 to 4. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons, because he had been born to him in his old age, and he made an honor oval for him. When his brothers saw that their father loved him more than any of them, they hated him and could not speak a kind word to him. Because Jacob favored Joseph more than his other sons, his other son hated Joseph. You may ask, how do I know if I show favoritism to my own children? Well, I think the best way to know whether we have favoritism toward our children is that we can ask our children, how do they feel? Do they feel that we have jealousy, we have favoritism to our children? Another way we can see whether we have favoritism in our family is we can see how our children relate to each other. If they do not have jealousy, if they do not have anger toward each other, most likely this family does not have favoritism. Fathers should not exasperate the children. Another way we may exasperate our children is if we have too high expectation. You see, to have expectation to our children is a good thing. Parents, we should expect our children have good grades in school. We should expect our children to find good job in our society. However, some parents have too high expectations for their children. There was a girl. She got 95 in her test. And she was crying in school. And the teacher asked her, why are you crying? And she said, because I could not get 100. And my father would be very upset with me if I don't get 100. I remember I heard a 50-year-old man's testimony. He said that when he was small, one day he got 99 in his class. He got the highest grade in his class. The teacher did not praise him, but ridiculed him in front of the class. And the teacher said, if he did not make this small mistake, he could get 100. As a result, this boy later became a man. He refused to commit to get 100. He purposely wants to get 99 or lower. He didn't want to be the best. Because to be the best, no matter what grade you are, how much you got, sometimes you will be ridiculed by other people. Fathers should not exasperate our children. Another way we could exasperate our children is by criticism. It means that if fathers constantly or continuously criticize their children, you should not do this, you should not do that. And if the fathers will not praise their children, they are exasperate their children. I remember one day I drove my car. My son sat behind me and I was not aware. He did not put on his seatbelt. So when I drove my car, there was a police car. Drove opposite to my side and he just passed by me. And then immediately he stopped my car. And he gave me a ticket. He said, your son did not put on his seatbelt. I always remember this incident. I asked myself this question. How could the policeman notice so quickly that my son did not wear his seatbelt? I got the answer. Because policemen, they were well trained to notice other people's faults. They were well trained to notice other people's mistakes. So in a very short time, they could notice what we do wrong. However, they were not well trained to notice other people's strengths. I believe many of our brothers and sisters, you drive very well. And you may rarely get a ticket. I want you to imagine with me. Imagine one day you drive your car. You drive so well, you follow all the traffic rules, and then suddenly, you saw from the mirror, there's some light flashing behind you. A policeman stopped your car, and then he comes to you and say that, well, I stopped your car because I noticed you are such a great driver. You follow all the traffic rules and you drive so well. I must stop your car and compliment you. You are the best. Have any one of you have this experience? No. Sometimes the fathers are just like that. They notice their children doing this wrong, doing that wrong. But they never praise their children. And they keep on exasperating their children. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 1 says, let's read together. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. You know why some children, they're angry? Because their father keep on exasperating them. So, fathers, we should not exasperate our children, but we should nurture our children. Let's read Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4. Bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. What does it mean to bring our children up in the training and instruction of the Lord? First of all, it means that fathers, we need to spend time with our children. Otherwise, how can we train them? How can we nurture them? There was a study about how much of time fathers spend with their children. And the result of the study is that in average, father spend 37 seconds each day with their children. 37 seconds! I just wonder, how would the father relate to the children? Well, I think the father would say to the children, how are you? How's your day in school? Have you eaten your dinner yet? Have you done your homework? That's it. 37 seconds. There was a father. He had a 10 years old son. One day this father came home. He was tired. He was frustrated. And his son came up to him and said, Dad, how much you earn for 1 hour? Father said, none of your business. Why you ask? The son said, I just want you to know. And the father said, I earn $20 per hour. And the son immediately bowed his head. And then he said to his father, Dad, can I borrow you $10? And the father began very upset. He said to his son, I know why you want to borrow me $10. You want to buy a toy. Go back to your room. As the son went back to his room, after a while, the father calmed down. And he thought, my son asked me $10. Maybe he does not want to buy a toy. Maybe he wants to use money for something else. So the father came to the son's room and he apologized to his son. And he gave $10 to his son. And the son got another $10 under his pillow. Together it's $20. He gave to his father and said, Dad, can I buy you 1 hour to spend with me? Today, many children, they want their father to talk to them. They want their father to spend time with them. They want their father to pay with them. Fathers, spend time with your children. And then, fathers, we need to use God's word to teach them. It means that, fathers, we need to understand God's word first. Otherwise, there's no way we can teach God's word to them. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 to chapter 4, there was a peace. He did not teach his children God's word. As a result, his children rebelled against God. Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 12. Eli's sons were scoundrels. They had low regard for the law. Verse 22. Now Eli, who was very old, heard about everything his sons were doing to all Israel and how they slept with the women who served at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Chapter 3, verse 11 and 12. And the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears it about it tingle. At that time, I will carry out against Eli everything I spoke against his family, from beginning to the end. For I told him that I would judge his family forever because of the sin he knew about, his sons blaspheming God, and he failed to restrain them." So let's look at chapter 4, verse 10 and 11. So the Philistines fought, and Israelites were defeated, and every man fell to his tent. The slaughter was very great. Israel lost 30,000 foot soldiers. The Ark of Covenant was captured, and Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, died. What a tragic story that Eli's two sons died because their father did not teach them about God's word. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 to 7. Let's read together. "These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up." Yes, we need to teach our children God's word. And then as fathers, we need to set good example to our children. The word training means that we need to show them how to live. There was a father who climbed the mountain with his son. Father was ahead. The son was behind. They climbed to the mountain. They reached a difficult and dangerous place. Father stopped there. And he thought, "Which way should I go? This way or that way?" The son behind him said, "Dad, choose the right way because I follow you." Yes, our sons follow us. There was a study about parents, especially fathers, how they impact their children. If father and mother, they both attend the church, 72% of their children will also attend the church. If only the father will attend the church, 55% of the children will also attend the church. Fathers have a great impact on their children. Fathers, if we want our children to attend the church, we need to attend the church. If we want our children to study God's word, we need to study God's word. If we want our children to live a holy life, we need to live a holy life. Fathers, be example to our children. And of course, sometimes some fathers may be very good. Their sons may not follow them. In Luke chapter 15, the father was very good, but his son was a prodigal son. However, one day his son repented because he knew his father loved him. As fathers, we need to set good examples to our children. In Acts 20, verse 35, Apostle Paul told us about how to do good disciple training. But I truly believe this verse also applies to the fathers, how we can train our children. So let's read this verse together. In everything I did, I show you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus himself said, it's more best to give than to receive. There was a father who gave his own testimony. This is what he said. My children already grew up, and then they all left home. If I could do it again, I would spend more time with my children. I would love them more. I would listen to them more. I would be so more examples to them more. I would encourage them more, and I would pray for them more. This is a good testimony. I hope that this is also a testimony that we can learn. Fathers, do not exasperate your children, but bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, because today is Father's Day, and we remember and we know and we acknowledge that you are the best Father in heaven. And we thank you for your love, and we thank you for your care for each one of us. Help us, Lord. Help all the fathers here to be good fathers to their children, and help us to imitate you, because you are the best father that we can learn from. We thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.